actually we Kigam measures some empty data, gathers some empty data from an island in Korea, and the quality of the data was so good, but it contains very many problems to be solved, like a static shift and because it is island, the sea, and also the topography, various kind of problem in empty field. It contains almost all such kind of problems. So this is our team, and Fushi was in this project to get such a good data. This is Korea and Japan, you know, and China. And Jeju Island is located in between these three countries, this is Korea. And the shape is some oval, and there is a mountain Hala. It is about 1900 meters height, and the size of the island is about 75 kilometers. And basically, this is the only volcanic island in Korea. Japan has a lot of volcanoes, but we have only one. And the last eruption was reported in 1,000 years ago. And the purpose of the survey was to find out is there any remnant geothermal regime inside this mountain. And the topography is very steep in the south direction, very steep. And the island is surrounded very conductive area. And we gather more than 100 measurements inside the island, and the mountain Hala is here. And first year we gather two lines, and second year we gather these two lines, and third year. And last year we measure some points inside the, this is a national park, and inside the mountain. But we are now working on it. And at the time, Toshi operates the remote reference in Kyushu Island, Japan, and it was about 408 kilometers apart. And actually, we brought some good data observed from the island, and you can see the very much static shift, like maybe five times smaller than large. And so we need to treat somehow. In any way, we need to treat this.
Is this log resistivity on the left? Or?
Yeah, log resistivity.
Log resistivity.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 10 and 100.
Okay.
Log. And the 2D inversion we performed, and this is general geology. From the drilling result around the very near the sea coastline. Because it is an island, there is very many drilling. What is it? Well, for groundwater development around the sea coast, but very few in mountain area, and there is mostly basalt is covered the whole island, and SF and UF is the sea ocean-oriented sedimentary layer. UF is unconsolidated formation and not so CM shows the three layers very clearly, like some bilateral layer is apart and this two very conductive layer is somewhere here and the basement.
Where's the volcano?
Yeah. We are interested in the in very deeper part of, inside the basement. Is there any volcanic lesion here or not? But so we are doing. So,
he's asking you don't have the topography on your model. You have a flat surface on the model.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't right now. We didn't take into account. Yeah. And if we look into closer in this part, you can see a very abrupt change of this layer's boundary, like here and like here. And this is because the static shift. So actually, in the literature, there's several methods to handle the static shift, like spatial filtering and using auxiliary data and like Sasaki's code. Parameterization inversion, and but we didn't measure any auxiliary data, so we tried some method to correct the static shift. Like basically, the new layer we assume that the new layer is some very smoothly in spatial sense. But this is measured data, and you can see a very strong static, like here and here, and also in TM mode also. So we average the apparent density between 10 hertz and 30 hertz data, and adjust. So this is measured apparent density between 10 and 30 hertz. That was very good frequency band. And if we hit some smooth curve like this, and we get the correction factor like this, and then we apply the static factor to this here, and finally we got this corrected data like this. And this is 2D inversion. This is also, we assume that the surface is flat. And this is 2D inversion in TM mode of 419. And this is after the correction we got this data and this data. You can see here and here. Here there's some strange structure, but it disappeared. It showed very smooth variation. The reason why we performed this kind of thing was for hydrologists, this layer is very, very impermeable. So all the groundwater is on the upper side of this layer. So this acts like a confining unit of the groundwater. So the hydrologist wants to know the top of this layer. So we did this kind of, if we shift to the actual topography, it is just up and down shift, and the shape of the new layer boundaries like that. And inversion and shift to the elevation, and we assume that the 100 ohm meter boundary is some kind of such a top of the U layer, and this is the counter, and you can keep the depths of each of depths to the layer, and this is the counter. Here is the island and the middle point. This is the counter to the depth to the U layer, but because we only have these data points, if we use ordinary creeping method, then this part and the other part is very unknown, not that clear. So we make some relationship between we plot some relationship between the elevation and the depth to the U layer. It has some relation like this, and if we include this relation within the creeping method like this, then we can get this kind of a very good depth to the layer. And this profile, and when the volcanic lava flow comes up, then the layer goes up like a uplifting. This is predicted by the drilling also, so it makes sense. And the other one, we apply the 3D inversion, including the static shift, using the Sasaki score. And this is the most surface layer. This is also flat. And the place we got the data have the very high resistive layer, but missing data. There is no data. It appears like a very conductive body. This must be come from deeper parties imaging in this part, I think. And this part is basalt layer, and then it appears new layers, and going down. There is something at the center of the island. So we want to know what it is.
Well, I'm not sure I would necessarily believe that, but it has this pull down from above. I'm not sure I believe that, but I think it's an artifact.
You mean the topography lab?
You mean that conductive thing there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe that.
Yeah. So it has very many problems.
Because I think there is, because
temperature data, but no, we do not have a very deep well within mountain area, so no temperature data. Yeah.
Can we get some
audio? You have independent information.
The cross.
collaborate that conductive structure.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, so we need to agree.
Wait. I don't believe this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, that's
good.
Good.
Now you tell it.
That's.
Do you have any
independent information
to
collaborate with the conductor?
The top cap is
well-known.
Well,
Tom
Sepp.
Yes,
we know.
Tom Sepp, this is his very good conductor. And therefore, thank you again.
Yeah.
After your study shift correction, you can come to normal. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You can compare right and left. You have very, very bad conductor resistance there. Then it is a very good conductor. A depth of 2.5, okay. Right? This was before correction.
Please. This is before and after.
I'm gonna throw a bomb at you.
Before, after.
So, Randy.
Yes.
I've actually seen both cases at COSO, where they see the resistant illite clays and have some high temperature reservoirs. But then I've seen a case where a very conductive intrusion comes to the core beautifully with the teleseismic fault bound itself. There are cases, I believe,
well,
where you can see that.
I'm not sure I agree with that interpretation.
I'm saying the way you justify it by bringing independent observations that are not tied to the MP and then you correlate. Your idea of thinking that that's an artifact coming from where?
Either interpreting inconsistent in noise in the data. I think
the fact that it appears after static shift correction is a little concerning. I mean, if we saw some element of it before correction, I think it'd be more.
Actually, we measured totally five lines, and all the 2D inversion for the five line showed some anomaly, conductive anomaly at the center of the line, of each line.
Before and after.
We got some conductive anomaly here. It is emphasized like this.
The effects of topography are about in 2D. I remember a paper by George Durassi. He's a radio FFT scoffer. I remember if you model a uniform hill,
you get a
30% anomaly just because of topography.
I'll show you.
And TM is up.
We are doing such kind of work and stepwise we are going, and so I will show you the result of the topographic modeling, including C. Okay, let's go. And like this, and the next topic will be the C and the topography. This is induction vector, and at the low frequency you can see all the induction vector is pointing to the south. That means that there is very deep sea in the southern part, like this. So this is very severe problem in interpreting the deeper part. Any comment? Yeah. So we perform some 3D modeling, including the the sea bottom topography and the topography of the island, and also we have the Korea here, and this is mesh to perform the 3D model, and this is we assume the 1D layer like this, the topography, and we assume that the general occurrence density was 800 ohm meter and 10 ohm meter for U layer and the basement for 3000 ohm meter. And the C pattern is maximum very flat like 100 meter here. So we use very just one layer to describe the seawater. It's extended infinitely. And this is the meter. This is actually measured from this side and this side. And this is model data. only the sea, and we include only the topography. The sea, the sea effect appears in the very low frequencies, and the topography distorts the high frequency, mostly high frequency, and it also affects to down to low frequency. So we try to, this is our test model. We try to correct the topographic effect for the instance sensor. We assume this kind of topography and have some conductive anomalies like this. And if we the instance sensor with the topography can be composed with the distortion tensor and instance with the homogeneous or flat earth. And we can get the distortion tensor here, and then we can apply this one to distorted tensor, then we can get the undistorted instance tensor. And so if we use the distorted tensor itself, then the inversion linear is somehow shows some aspects in different place. But if we use the undistorted impedance, then the inversion images the conductor very well. So we can do it. Not now. We didn't apply this one to our data, right? We will do. And the sea flow of effect of seawater, we apply. Actually, this is another data from the Pohang, and this is very near from the eastern side of Korea, and it shows very strong sea effect like this. And we perform some 3D modeling for the seawater, like using this kind of simplified boundary. And the sea effect appears as some strange things, but appears like this. And we know that it appears only down to only below 1 hertz. And we perform the 3D inversion with Sasaki's code, assuming that the coastline is straight from south to north, like this. And this is the difference between the two inversions, including the sea without considering the sea. And you can see that the deeper part is somehow different. But the upper part is very similar.
Because when you don't include the sea, you have these strong currents which come from the ocean. If you don't include it, they've got to come from someplace.
Yeah, somewhere.
The conductor is coming.
Yeah. This part is very different.
Yeah.
And we want to apply this one to our data in Jezero Island. This one is only ordinary 3DMC version.
Yeah.
And this one, we put some blocks here, some blocks, sea blocks here, and it is fixed during the inversion. And we are thinking about just how we can deal with the sea effect and the topography effect. Actually, as I told you previously, the topography effect can be collected, removed by using some 3D modeling code that can cope. graphs like here, everywhere, then it is very so complex. So
these types of models are probably one of the most difficult to solve.
So we ultimately use the simplified post-grad like this one, and if we rotate the integral sensor in negative 30 degrees, then we can apply some simplified post-grad, and then we can give some constraints and alpha part of this post-grad. This is all my idea, and we'll do maybe millions. Okay. And another thing is the most induction vector goes south only, even though it is surrounded all around. That's because I think that the northern part is constant. So this part and this part is comparable, and so most induction vectors go down. So we need to include this our constant coordinate. We have to. What do you call it?
Peninsula,
yes. So, yes.
One possibility is that there is some conductor in this seafloor.
Yeah. It's not possible. Yes.
From Japan side, we have this pointing natural gas from Q5.
Somewhere.